Some people just think, you know what? I'd rather just leave. Let it all be over. But you know what? God doesn't want that thing for anybody. And you know what God has for you? God has rich blessings for you. But He needs to get your attention. Finally, the men, they wanted to save Jonah. They tried some other things. They couldn't save him. So finally they said, well, we're going to get consumed if we don't do something. We're going to go down with the ship if we don't get rid of Jonah. So they picked Jonah overboard. And one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. There goes Jonah. Right into the sea. What's he do? Start dog paddling? I don't think so. My Bible tells me that God not only prepared that great wind, but God prepared a great fish. And that great fish came, and probably immediately, it was probably waiting for God, waiting for God's word. God prepared it, and as soon as Jonah hit the water, I believe that that great fish swallowed him up. You know what? He suffered the consequences. Now you might think that that was death. But you know, as Jonah's down there in that belly of that great fish, Jonah has some lessons to learn. God says, I'm not through with you yet. Jonah, I'm still trying to get your attention. And I want to say, young people, God's still trying to get your attention tonight. Jonah recognizes that this discipline was from God. See, sometimes we think discipline is something negative. Sometimes we think discipline is punishment. But God's discipline and punishment are two different things. Punishment is if God never gave Jonah a chance and God would have Jonah's life taken away from him. Discipline is that God has a purpose for Jonah to get swallowed up by that big fish. God has a purpose for your life. We may have to go under the discipline of God. The word discipline in the Bible simply means training. God is training us. It says, whom a father loves, he disciplines, or he trains. He chastens. And so, how important it is that he recognizes this is none other than the hand of God on his life. You need to recognize that God's speaking to you tonight. He relies on the grace of God. Notice this in chapter 2, verse 4. He says, then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. Jonah recognizes the grace of God. He says this, young people. He says, even though I'm under the disciplined hand of God, and even though I'm down here in the belly, he says, I'm going to look up. There's only one place to find grace. There's only one place, and that's to look up. First, you need to look up to the cross, and you need to realize that God sent His Son not to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved. God loves you so much that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to seek that which was lost. He came not to be served, but to serve and give His life a ransom for many. And the whole purpose of it is so that you might have life. And Jonah, see, he recognizes the discipline of God, and then he realizes there's only one way to turn. And that's to turn to God. To turn to the grace of God. You see, the thing is, if you don't have God in your life, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, the Bible says you're not only without God, but it also says you're without hope. You know what? There's still hope for Jonah. Because what Jonah does is he turns his eyes toward God. In repentance. He relies on the grace of God. He realizes that only the omnipotent hand of God can save him. You know the Lord Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father except through me. The Lord Jesus said that He was that only way that you and I can come to God is through confessing with our mouth, believing in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. See, the only way you can find salvation, the only way you can escape the judgment of God is if you rely on the grace of God. And that's what Jonah does. He responds in faith to a faith-answering God. You know, if you look at verse 7, we see that Jonah responds in faith. He says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you in your holy temple. Now that's got to be faith. Think about it for a minute. Where is Jonah at this moment?
Heaven.
No, he's not in heaven. Where is he?
In the fish.
He's in the belly of a fish. And I don't know exactly where the fish was, but he was down in the sea, right? Could have been laying on the bottom of the sea. I don't know. But there's Jonah. Laying down in the sea, in the belly of a fish. And what does Jonah say? Let me read it again. What does he say? He says this. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you. He says, listen, I'm in the bottom of this fish, but I'm going to exercise faith, and I'm going to trust the Lord. Even though I'm down here in this fish. That's faith. You know what? The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know where faith comes from? The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Tonight you're hearing the Word of God, but you need to exercise faith, just like Jonah did. You need to exercise faith. You need to depend not on your own understanding, but you need to trust God. You need to surrender your heart to Him tonight. Then, what do we find? He recalls the things from God's perspective. Listen, I want to tell you this. It does not matter what I say to you. It does not matter what Brother Dave says to you. It does not matter what Brother Joe says to you. I think he would agree with me on that.
Amen.
The only thing that matters is what does God say?
Amen.
And God says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God's word says the soul that sins must surely die. If you can say tonight that you sin, even if it was one sin, if you can say tonight you're a sinner, the Bible says the wages of sin, the penalty for sin, is death. Separation from God. But that's the bad news. You want the good news? The good news is the gift of God is eternal life. God says, I don't want you to stay down in the belly of the fish. I don't want you to die. I want you to enjoy life. And you know what happens? He recalls things from God's point of view. We need to know what God says in His Word. We need to know this. You need to study this book as young people. You need to be reading this book every day, just like you have today and you'll have tomorrow, time with God. Listen, you need time with the Lord. We've been talking about prayer, but listen, God's Word and prayer is like a telephone. Right? You communicate on one end, that's prayer. You listen on the other end, that's the Word of God. You need to hear what God has to say to you. And the power of the Word and the power of prayer, I'll tell you, it can change your life. But Jonah recalls things from God's perspective. He remembers that God desires obedience. God desires your obedience tonight. Will you obey God's word? Will you admit tonight, if you're not a Christian, would you admit tonight that you've sinned? Would you admit tonight that you're away from the Lord? Would you admit, like Jonah, in this prayer, say, Lord, I need you to be my Savior. I know you died on the cross for my sin, and I want you to come in into my heart and make me clean, wash away all my sin, and be my Savior tonight.